Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes aériennes de Bill Hendry. Du contrairement d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Bill Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Every year, it seems there is a problem with a toy. I've heard of lawsuits. You remember that Cabbage Patch doll that... What was the one that had the chomping teeth and got hooked on a little girl's hair? You remember that? There's lawsuits about toys that are too small and children swallow them. There always seems to be a lawsuit. I didn't buy that one. I didn't think it was real. And in point of fact, it was. The one about the Cabbage Patch doll that chewed up this little girl's hair. So there's always a problem with a toy. And either, in my opinion, we get rid of toys altogether, you know, or we lighten up a little bit, or maybe there is some legitimacy there. I don't know. We're going to talk with a man by the name of, he wants us to use his first name only, Steve. We do have the news story here, though. He is in Corona, California. And this toy that you're having a problem with, Steve, is the Furby doll, right?
Well, sir, I do have a problem with the doll. I don't have a problem with toys. And
well, isn't it true, though? You know what I'm saying, that people are always suing because of a toy?
I don't have any knowledge of people suing because of a toy. I know that there is a problem in our home because of a product that is manufactured by Tiger Electronics called a Furby doll that we gave very early on to our youngest daughter, Ashley. And whether or not these are frivolous lawsuits, I don't want to comment. I only know that I have a particular problem, and my family has a particular problem with this doll.
Yeah, but I guess I was just commenting on the lawsuits. Now, this Furby doll, I'm familiar with Furby dolls. You are. Could you tell us what it is for those who don't know? It's a doll that makes a lot of noises, right, and can learn a language.
Well, I'm not too familiar with the doll myself. I know that it can learn. It speaks a language called Furbish. It has makes noises when it's hungry. It can go to sleep. It's fairly lifelike. It's looks a little bit like a gremlin doll. And it will begin to speak certain phrases if you teach it certain phrases. It makes all kinds of sounds. Its eyes open and close. Its ears wiggle up and down. And it does a lot of very cute things. And that is, I guess, the attraction of the doll. So I tried, actually, one of the problems that I have with it is that it is difficult to shut off because that's one of the attractions for the Furby doll. It goes to sleep, it wakes up, it makes these cooing sounds and so on.
And you can't put it back to sleep right away, and you can't get it to shut up without, like, putting it to sleep. So, in other words, there's no turning it off, right?
The big problem I have with it is there is no turning the thing off. There's no switch on it that turns it off. You have to put it to sleep. It is very spontaneous. A Furby doll acts by sound. I think it's triggered by audio, by noises. So it has some audio sensor so that it's triggered by noise. And we had a problem in our home because a toy is a toy, and I understand that. But when a toy begins to interfere with the normal functioning of a home, it is no longer a toy. It crosses over to an area where a toy can disturb and disrupt the safety of a home, then I no longer think it's a toy. My attorney agrees with me.
So the Furby doll that you have has interfered with the safety of your home. I think we have a Furby at our house. I don't know. I haven't heard it in a long time. For all I know, the kids went out and destroyed it or ran it over with their bikes or something. But the Furby doll that you have, and as I understand the story, there was a death in your family, and you were returning from a prayer.
We were returning from a dinner that we had following the funeral for my mother, yes.
And how does the Furby doll figure into this?
Well, we had purchased this for my daughter, who is 4 years old, and she got a Furby doll that we gave her early because her birthday falls in the month of December. And rather than give her her birthday and her Christmas present on the 25th of December, we do like to keep those two holidays separate. I don't know if you have anybody in your family like that, but...
Well, I'm familiar with people getting in. A lot of people have December birthdays. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
We had purchased this doll, and the doll was in our car and had been making these noises. Now, keep in mind that I was driving home with two very dear friends of mine, Ray and Sharon Downey. They are our next-door neighbors. And we were coming back from a dinner that we had following my mother's funeral. I had just lost my mother last month, and it was very traumatic for me. At this time, the Furby doll started talking in the middle of my conversation with two very dear friends of mine in a very, very sensitive time in my life. We were very bereaved, and now the Furby doll that we had purchased, yes, sir, but the Furby doll that was in the car, because my daughter's car seat is in the car, and that's where my daughter ordinarily sits, now the Furby starts talking in the middle of me talking to my friends about my mother dying, and so I was trying to get it to shut up. I came to find at that time that I didn't have a screwdriver. There was some off-color language that it used. Now, one of the reasons why it began to use off-color language is apparently one of the kids had taught it to say the phrase, "Go to hell." And
well, now, the Furby doll speaks Furbish. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Whatever that is, it's some little toy language. If you speak to it enough times, you can teach it to say certain phrases. Are you saying that one of your kids?
Most probably one of my older kids had taught it the phrase, yeah.
So now the thing started telling you to go.
All right, sir. You know, I don't have to do it.
Now, forgive me, sir. Please, just allow me. I've got to kind of absorb this. Is the Furby doll was telling you to go to hell?
I want to remind you that I was coming home from a funeral of my mother, who died of breast cancer, sir, at a very young age. She was in her early 60s.
Sir, I'm very sensitive to that, and forgive me, okay? Please forgive me, but you're telling me that in the middle of this discussion, and I recognize it was a somber moment for you and your friends, I'm just trying to get it clear. Was the Furby talking?
This doll was activated somehow. It has an audio sensor, yes, sir.
And okay, so when you talked, and it wakes the Furby up and it starts making noise.
In the middle of this moment where I was talking to these people about my mother, who had just died, now the Furby started to talk.
You could not get it to shut up.
I could not get it to shut up. I tried to disengage the batteries from the doll, and the doll batteries, you need a screwdriver to do that. And so I was telling it to shut up, and I was trying to shut it up, and it started to tell me to go to hell. And I think in a lot of ways it's unsettling to have a toy do something like that when you're in the middle of a very serious and bereaved moment.
I understand that you're very upset. Mike told me that you were upset. If you want to take a moment, you can, sir. What I'm getting so far is the Furby doll was in the car. When you were talking to your friends about the death of your mother, the Furby started to talk or make noises.
Yeah, it was triggered by the audio sensor. When it hears noises, it wakes up.
All right, so it woke up and it started to talk. You tried to get it to shut up by taking the batteries out, but you didn't have a screwdriver.
You cannot get the batteries out of this without a screwdriver. You cannot, and I think the manufacturers of this know this. I think they made it that way so that even in a very sensitive moment like that, where I'm coming back from the funeral of my mother, I have a Furby doll telling me to go to hell, which obviously the doll is not telling me to go to hell, but someone had taught the thing to say that.
All right, so you're upset about the death of your mother. The Furby is telling you to go to hell, and you're trying to get the batteries out of that. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
May I venture this is why I started my hour by saying people seem, lately, we see a lot of lawsuits against toy manufacturers, and I'm just wondering what it is you hope to gain from this.
Well, I think that anyone who has lost a loved one, and anyone who has lost a woman in their family to the terrible ravages of breast cancer.
Sir, believe me, I understand.
Allow me to finish, please.
Yes, sir.
And in the middle of coming home from a terrible event like a funeral, and having a Furby doll talking to me, it won't shut up, tells me to go to hell, and all the other nonsense. It was very unsettling for me. And I think that it's unsettling to have a doll using off-color language, and the Furby is telling me to go to hell. And that is what I discussed with my attorney.
Are you pondering some legal action?
I am reviewing what we can do, yes, sir.
What are you claiming?
Emotional damage, emotional distress. And I think also that the doll is I think it's something that's not for a child, certainly the age of my daughter, who's a 4-year-old child.
All right, Steve, hold the line.
Yes, sir.
You heard his story. In the middle of driving home from his mother's funeral, the Furby doll was activated, which is his daughter, has the doll in the car. He couldn't get it to shut up. Apparently, the kids taught it to say the phrase, go to hell. So he's driving home from his mother's funeral. He's got a Furby doll telling him to go to hell while he's trying to take the batteries out of it, and he didn't have a screwdriver. Have you ever tried to, because my kids have got one of those, and it's tough to shut it off. There's no doubt about it. He is pondering legal action. And I don't know whether you agree with me when I say we've had a lot of lawsuits lately about toys. I think, like so many other lawsuits, we're going to see a downward curve on these things, and eventually, hopefully, it'll go away. But, you know, buyer beware. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but there used to be a thing called buyer beware. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So these Furby dolls, you know, every year there's a hit new doll. Either it's a Tickle Me Elmo or there's a Beanie Baby or something. And the Furby doll is the doll of the moment. We have at least one potential lawsuit now involving a Furby doll. From Corona, we have a listener on the line named Steve. His daughter, Ashley, had a Furby doll. The doll was in the car. Apparently it was asleep. I don't know if you know anything about Furby dolls, but they fall asleep, don't they, sir?
The manufacturer, I guess, manufacture them so that they can simulate sleep. And the, you know, they wake up and they want to be fed and this sort of thing. The doll simulates simulates somehow a living or a sentient being. And that's fine. That's fine. But when a doll crosses over in an area where a toy can make fun of the head of a household, especially when I'm at a weak moment like that, while I'm having a conversation with my relatives about the death of my mother.
And I want you to know something, sir. I'm very sensitive to that, okay?
I appreciate that. And then the Furby butts in and makes me look foolish, because a lot of this has to do with me, this thing making me look like a fool in front of my friends, in front of my wife, at a moment that was extremely sensitive to me.
Well, when you say the Furby butted in, what you're saying...
It was activated, obviously, by the conversation.
Okay. Poway on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yeah. I had a question. I too am very sensitive to his mother dying. I'm very sorry for that.
Thank you.
But I just heard the comment. But, I mean, I got to tell you, I heard the comment you said, the doll's making fun of the head of the household. I almost feel like you should be concerned that, isn't it your son or your daughter who's making fun of the head of the household by teaching your doll to say go to hell?
That's exactly right.
I don't think, when you give something like that to a child, they're obviously going to do things. I mean, my son, my eldest boy is 10 years old, so he obviously is going to get into some trouble. I agree with you. But why does the manufacturer of a toy have to make it easy for me to be humiliated? Okay?
But yeah.
There's enough trouble going on between parents and sons. Why do they have to have this Furby come into my life, and the Furby makes it easy for my son to humiliate me? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's hard for me. I don't want to argue or debate with you too much, because I know you're sensitive to your mother dying.
Thank
but
you.
I just think that you could spend your energy better than going after a doll maker. I don't know. I buy my son a bike knowing that he can go on the street and get hit by a car, and I certainly won't blame the bike maker.
Well, I know that. And there are right and wrong ways to use any product, but when you're driving home from a very devastating event, and all of a sudden this Furby doll wakes up and starts buttoning on my conversation. See,
right.
I was having a conversation with my next-door neighbors, and I was speaking to my wife, and now this thing butts in, tells me to go to hell, and keeps I kept screaming at it. Yes, I look like a fool. I'm trying to get the batteries out of things, screaming at it to shut up.
Right. Well, I know.
That's an emotional moment. Were you yelling?
Emotionally.
Right.
I know what it's like to act emotionally. I wish you the best. I just, you know,
Were you screaming at the Furby doll?
I was telling it to shut up. Anybody would.
I mean, I almost feel like in years to come, you're going to look back at that and laugh on
not
it.
Not a big thing, yeah. Not in the overall scheme of things, not a big thing.
But I'm telling you, the thing was making a mockery of my mother
right.
and of the head of the household.
Okay, well, also,
all right.
keep in mind, you should talk to your kids, not to teach adults if they go to hell.
Right. Thank you for okay. your call, sir. Here is Aliso Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, I agree with the last caller, and I have a couple comments to say, and your gentleman caller may not like this, but first of all, I've lost a loved one at the person. My father was at a young age, too.
And I'm very sorry to hear that, ma'am.
We all react differently.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you're overreacting. I think that the Furby incident and your coming back from mother's funeral are totally unrelated.
Well, that happened when I was on my way back from her funeral.
Right, but
yeah, but the lady is saying
to do with each other. It just happened to be at that instance. You bought the doll yourself. Your daughter's the one who taught the doll what to say, and you're totally overreacting. I think what you should do is get some counseling for your so you can go through your bereavement process.
Ma'am, with all due respect, ma'am, any time we endeavor to use the judicial system in this country, we're told to go get counseling. You did not lose your father to breast cancer, did you?
It doesn't matter what I lost him to.
I don't think you did.
Your problem is that you're extremely you're emotional and you're overreacting to an incident that I think that most callers are going to say it's not, your mother passing away is a big deal.
Right.
But the Furby doll talking to you in the back seat is not a
big deal.
One of the things,
Mr., I don't want to give the gentleman's last name, Steve. We are sensitive in this country these days to frivolous lawsuits. We've seen them happen. We've seen large amounts being awarded.
You have your mother die and then have a Furby doll give you a hard time about it.
You know what? You're totally overreacting. I think you're very sensitive, and the issues are not related. They're not related at all. The doll happened to be talking, and you...
Yeah, and why is it talking to me then? And why is it doing what it's doing then?
You bought the doll, and your daughter taught it what to say?
No, ma'am, my daughter...
You can blame the doll or the toy
manufacturer? My daughter's 4 years old. I suspect that my son did.
Well, you should teach your kids not to say those things.
That's the key. That's the key. Your son got a hold of the doll, taught it all of these nasty things, okay?
How can I overreact to things like breast cancer?
My point again here. They're totally separate. If you were calling about a bereavement issue or what it's like to have a...
That's exactly what I'm calling about.
Okay, well, drop the lawsuit then, because it's people like you that are causing our prices to go up as consumers, and it's ridiculous.
Thank you, ma'am. Phil Henry Show.
The Furby did not respect me.
Hold on, sir. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And at the beginning of the hour, I talked about lawsuits involving toys. Last year, or the year before, there was one involving, I think, allegedly, and don't quote me, I could be wrong, it's just my opinion, yada, 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 so I don't get sued. Involving that Cabbage Patch doll, there was one that had an automatic chomping-style mouth that I guess got a hold of a little girl's hair. And we've heard about toys that are too small for a child's, too small for a child to play with because they could swallow them. We've heard about toys that children could suffocate with, etc. This gentleman that we have on the line, his name is Steve. He's in Corona, California. His daughter had a Furby doll. Did you buy the doll for her?
My wife purchased a doll. For my daughter, but yes, I was with her when she purchased the doll. So,
all right, so you, the two of you, the parents.
Yes, sir, we bought it for her.
All right, your daughter is four, so she's not teaching it to say go to hell. You suspect your 10-year-old son.
I suspect my 10-year-old son, yes, of teaching it these words. Now, that's one issue, but in the middle of the bereavement that I was feeling over my mother dying, we were on our way home from that. I'm saying that the doll should not have said what it said. I'm saying that the doll saying what it said means that it was inflicting emotional distress on me. See, it crosses over the line when a toy, as I said, mocks the head of a household and was making fun of me in front of my wife and in front of my friends. And while I was trying to get it to shut up, and it would not shut up, and I was trying to tell it to you because I don't know how these things work, Phil. Believe me, a Furby doll and a real, most of these toys are a little bit almost high-tech these days. So I simply tried to get it to shut up. It wouldn't shut up. I tried to get a screwdriver to get the batteries out of it to make it shut up. and it still wouldn't shut up. So that's why I decided I would, in that instant, the emotional distress was so severe.
I want to go back to that moment when you're screaming at the Furby to shut up, and it won't shut up, and your mother, your next-door neighbor and your wife, they're doing what?
Well, they're looking at me with shock. They are, one of them started to laugh.
Okay, now we're getting to who laughed.
My wife laughed.
Okay, now we're getting, so that is the emotional distress that we're talking about, right?
Well, again, Mr. Andrew, what we're talking about is the kind of emotional stress where you are made to look like a fool by a toy makes you look like a fool. To me, that was bad, and I probably could have lived through it were it not for the fact that I was coming home from my mother's funeral. Forgive me.
All right, sir, I got it. Are you going to be all right?
I didn't know that it was motion sensitive either, so I started shaking it, and then that made it say over and over, "Go to hell, go to hell, go to hell," which is the other issue that I brought up to my attorney.
It was so when you shake it.
When you shake it, it'll tell you to go to hell even more. And that, my wife thought was funny, and then my next door neighbors thought that was funny, and I looked very foolish.
All right, that's the Furby story from Steve. Let's go back to our phone calls at 1-800-449-8686. So the Furby doll, in a very sensitive moment, coming back from the funeral of this man's mother, started telling him to go to hell. Here is Moreno Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Steve,
I really feel sad for your mother dying, but I think what's happening is that you are personalizing something that cannot be personal. And your Furby doll is an inanimate object.
Yes, I know that, ma'am.
And it can't respect or disrespect anyone. I think what happened is really you felt disrespect from your neighbors and your wife, but it's not the Furby doll.
Are you a counselor?
Am I a counselor?
Yes, ma'am.
At this moment, no.
Well, but I mean in your profession?
No.
Okay. Because you sounded like you might have a handle on what's going on with me.
Well, I have a handle because maybe I see an awful lot of people in my own family doing it, too. But I really feel
the
like,
people
you know,
take inanimate objects and project something onto it.
Right.
Well,
right.
The thing was going over and over, go to hell, go to hell, go to hell.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with these toys?
Yes, I am. I wish you could have stopped your car and just put it in the trunk.
Yeah. Well, my wife was laughing so hard, and I was so humiliated that I simply just put the thing back into, there's a CD case between our two front seats.
But see, you're trying
over and over and over. I could hear it because I kept closing it, and I told it to shut up, and I closed the lid on it. And
yes,
my wife is sitting there, and I thought it was in bad taste that my wife was laughing, but I guess I could understand.
Your wife's going to laugh.
Yeah, be angry. If you want to be angry with someone, be angry with your wife.
Well, she's coming back from the funeral of my mother. Okay?
Right, I understand that.
But the Furby humiliated me.
The Furby did not humiliate you. You did by the way you reacted to it out of your grief. But the thing of it is,
why did it keep? See, they make it so that it'll keep telling you to go to hell.
No. Your son taught it how to say go to hell.
Right.
They made it so it would keep saying things.
Right.
It happened to say go to hell at a very, very
tough
painful time for you. But you can't blame the toy company. The toy company or even the toy didn't know you were coming home from a funeral. My suggestion to you is drop the lawsuit.
I have not taken any initial step legally. I've just consulted my attorney on it.
Okay, but drop the idea of the lawsuit and deal with the anger.
But the toy
that you
did
have.
Come with us. The toy did come with us in the car to the funeral, though.
Then maybe you should have left the toy at home.
But I didn't know. In other words, the toy was in the car.
You know what?
It's your daughter's toy. You said your daughter's car seat's in the car.
Right.
So there's a good chance some of her favorite toys could be in the car.
I don't know. That's another thing I'd have to talk to my wife about.
Well, but
my mother died, and I'm trying to tell this thing to shut up, and my wife's laughing at me.
But
and then
Steve,
she later made the comment to me, "Yolo, that looks like that Furby got the best of you." And
right,
Steve, I wouldn't take that crap from a doll and all of that stuff.
Steve, wait a minute.
So she's mocking you, Steve, is what she was doing.
Yes, and the Furby could not hear you. The Furby could not hear you.
Oh, ma'am, I understand that. I understand that.
Then why are you angry at the toy company instead of your wife?
You're having a hard time getting mad at your wife, pal, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not the first time.
Yeah, and that's the,
I love my wife very much.
I know you love your wife.
Steve, it's okay to love your wife and still be angry at something she does. because you're angry at something she does not mean
why
you
does
do not
my
love
wife,
her.
Why does my wife have to take the heat off the Furby? Why
because
can't it stand
Furby,
up for itself?
The Furby is inanimate, and your wife laughed at you. You are
but
talking
about... But the Furby
about,
told me to go to hell, okay?
The Furby did not tell you to go to hell. The Furby's mechanism
The mechanism,
because,
the sun fooling around with it made it
right.
tell you to go to hell. And your wife... Can you have you gotten into a fight with your wife?
I love my wife very much, sir. We have a very good marriage.
I know.
But can you be angry and still love her?
I don't think that's love.
Anger is an emotion, just like sadness is an emotion.
You can get mad at your wife and still love her.
Absolutely. Do you ever get mad at, were you angry at your 10-year-old son for teaching this stupid doll to say, go to hell?
Well, it's a toy, and I think children play with toys.
Okay.
How can I be mad at a child for playing with a toy?
Okay, let me rephrase it.
You can't get mad at anybody, so you're getting
right.
mad at a doll.
Let me rephrase it. Were you upset with your son for even saying, go to hell? Teaching anybody, maybe his 4-year-old sister to
go to
hell.
I guess it's not appropriate, but he's a 10-year-old boy. He's going to do things like that.
You know what? You can't get angry, can you?
I'm very, very angry.
At the doll.
At a Furby doll for telling me to go to hell. Yes, ma'am. And it's in the
right.
middle of my mother died.
The Furby doll didn't know it, Steve.
The Furby doll is not telling you to go to hell. The Furby doll didn't get up and say, ah, here's Steve. I think I'll tell it to go.
Mr. Henry, you don't have to talk to me like I'm a dumb child.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm just, forgive me, but you are aware the Furby's got nothing personally against you, correct?
The Furby was at the funeral. It knew that my mother had died.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did the Furby really know your mother died?
No, ma'am, of course it did not, but it was at the funeral. It was in the car.
Did it know it was at the funeral?
I'm sorry?
Did the Furby know he was at the funeral?
Obviously, it's a doll.
Did the Furby even know he was in the car with you?
See what the lady's getting at, Steve?
The Furby
All
didn't
I know.
Know.
These are very, very. These are smart toys, and the manufacturers make them in such a way so as to simulate sentient life or intelligent life. Okay.
But it's not intelligent, Steve. It has no feelings. It has no emotions. It did not, on purpose, set out to humiliate you.
I know the doll doesn't have anything against me personally. I know that. I think it's made though to piss me off.
Okay.
I mean, it can be, you know,
okay.
made to be pissed, to piss me off.
Okay.
All right. Well, then now you're talking about like a guy who, you know, I'm interrupting the lady. You're doing better than me, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, do you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
No.
Steve, let me ask you something. Tell you something.
I mean, in other words, I think who made the doll, they want to piss me off.
No.
And they
want to
humiliate me.
They don't know you either. But you have three people who have humiliated you. You believe right now, three people. Your two your neighbors and your wife. If you,
they were laughing. At
okay.
me, because the Furby made me look like a fool.
You made yourself look like a fool because of how you acted to the Furby, but let me finish this sentence, okay? You were trying to tell the person to listen to you, so I'd like you to listen to me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I really feel your grief, and I understand how humiliating that must have been, but I will guarantee you, if you go into a court with this, you will come away feeling much, much more humiliated than you did in the car.
People are going to laugh at you, Steve, if you take this
they
to court.
Will.
I had to get the Furby to shut up, and it just wouldn't shut up. It would not shut up. It would not respect my feelings, and it wouldn't shut up.
It cannot respect your feelings, Steve. There's no way an inanimate doll made by some stranger in a toy company could possibly know how to respect you because, number one, you have to be taught how to respect.
Well,
and
if things are made in Japan...
I don't care if they were made on Mars.
Did you see that small soldier deal that they had on TV?
You're going off on a red herring here, Steve, because
well,
the point is, Steve, respect has to be taught. The
right.
Furby doll was not taught respect and cannot be taught respect. It can only be taught to mimic
well,
sound.
I'll tell you one thing. Seems to me I remember a little story not too long ago. You may all know what I'm talking about. A little guy by the name of Pinocchio, okay? He was a doll, but then he come to life, too. So
only because Walt Disney made him come to life.
Well,
it is not
never
true.
Say never. Never say never.
It
look, wait a second, pal.
Oh.
What do you mean never say never?
Just never say never.
That was a cartoon that was created by Walt Disney of Pinocchio, who is a doll that came to life.
He had feelings. He lied.
Only because Walt Disney gave him feelings.
All right. Hold. I'm going to put the gentleman. Would you talk to him for a minute? Mike, Steve, I'm going to put you on with Mike for just a second, okay? I think the guy's nuts.
He is. He really needs counseling.
I think he's delusional.
And I am a therapist.
I could tell. So what is this? What is this phenomenon where you can't get angry at people? You can only put it onto an inanimate object, or you can only put it onto.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that
that's going way back to his childhood? He was taught not to. That he was probably never allowed to be angry himself, and the only anger he saw was I would. This is a real off the wall thing, but I would imagine the only anger he ever saw was from a drunken father.
Why? Why a drunken father?
That's just, I don't know, that's just a feeling I'm getting from him, that I would imagine that he came from a very extremely dysfunctional family who probably his father was an alcoholic and had rages of anger, and so he's very afraid of anger.
Oh, so he doesn't want to be his father or respond to the women in his life like his mother or
right.
or his wife the same way his father did. Interesting.
Exactly. That's just, not knowing the man at all. That's just my gut feeling.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. If this were any other talk show on the air in this town, after that last phone call that we had on the air, and we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls just like that. If we were any other talk show, this is what we probably would have done. Any other talk show. We'd come out of the break with, what? That was wild. Wasn't that wild? I'm going to tell you. And then we'd take about 5 or 6 ass-sucking calls from listeners telling us how funny and brilliant we are. And then we'd be able to wrap the show up. But since this is the Phil Henry Show, and one of the things that we despise more than anything on earth, really, more than we despise it more than death itself, are these ass lickers. Now, I appreciate people who like the show, but if you want to know what a gun to the head, and I mean just go ahead and pull the trigger, really is in this business, take about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 calls in a row from listeners kissing your ass and telling you how funny and great and bitching and hip and wonderful and how much better than this guy you are and how much better than that guy you are. Just take about 10 or 20 of those and kill the audience off. Look, either you got a good show or you don't. And the guys that point up the fact that their show is young and hip, these cats are on their way out, man. These are the guys that aren't really convinced. I'm going to tell you, we have got a young audience and a hip audience, and the material we do. Yeah, the material you do. What material do you do besides having people suck your ass every day? What is that material? And I'm going to tell you, it's just the hippest thing. So we could have done that, but I would rather castrate myself with a rusty can opener than put ass lickers on the air. You know the ones, Jesus, Phil, you are the funniest son of a bitch. God, I listen to your show all the time. Oh, man, oh, God. I would rather just go right ahead and put the ice pick up the nose, do that little Francis Farmer lobotomy move, and just move on. All right, got that off our chest. We got that off our chest and into our pants. Join me, Phil Henry, for our second Best of Phil Henry 1999 CD signing event. For only $20, you'll get a CD signed by me, and all the proceeds go to a great charity, My Friend's Place. Let me tell you where we're going to be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock tomorrow night at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. At GameWorks at the Block at Orange off the 5 and the 22 on City Drive. $20, you get a CD signed by me. You can also have your picture taken. We'd be very happy to personalize it. And all of the money goes to the wonderful people at My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They are operating with two centers right now, one in Hollywood off of Ivar, Hollywood Boulevard and Ivar, and the other at the Hollywood Freeway. Terrific people doing a great thing. Excuse me? Oh, terrific people doing... I gotta go. Somebody wants to tinkle all over me here. Anyway, see you there tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, okay? We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 4, and then we're out, then we're gone, man. It's Christmas. Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Chicken and ham.